Hello and welcome to the Gallant Goblin Plays Candlekeep Mysteries. Today we're playing an adventure for 9th level written by Amy Vorpal, developed by Christopher Perkins, and edited by Scott Fitzgerald Gray called Candlekeep Deconstructed. And we're joined by a whole new crop of players. How are y'all doing today?
Yeah,
great. Good.
Welcome to the table. Let's go around. Harry, who are you? Where'd you come from?
My name is Harry. My character is Justin Glowstar. He is a mercenary with some shady backgrounds.
Okay. Well, Harry, who are you, though? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where'd you come from?
I've been with you guys for quite a bit.
Since the beginning.
Yeah, we all started D&D way back, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
And just been playing ever since.
Yeah, you've been in my long-running Storm King's Thunder campaign that then turned into a Curse of Strahd campaign. Still the same campaign. We're going to merge into Eberron 2 at some point. And then we're going to go to Ravnica. And so we're going to do the whole tour of the multiplanes.
Yeah. At some point, I'm sure.
So. Oh, yeah. You've been every race in the book already.
There you go.
Mr. Connor Woods, how are you today?
I am good. My name is Connor Woods. I am an improviser here in Houston with Comedy Sports Houston, and I am playing TikTok, who is a Kinku Artificer.
That is going to be an interesting challenge. I can't wait to
hear that. It will be great.
And you were my instructor for my Improv 101 class.
I was. I did teach. I did teach level one with you.
Tell us a little bit about what that is. We're all based in Houston.
Yeah.
And so for people, anybody off the street can come in and take an improv class. Right?
Yes. Don't just walk in off the street.
You have to register ahead of time.
Where are you supposed to walk from?
Okay. Yeah. Sign up first. But then, yeah, we do classes, which is level one, which is, you know, basic, teaching you yes and all the sort of fundamentals of improv, all the way up to level four, which is, hey, you're basically ready to get on stage with us, so come perform.
That's awesome. And y'all do shows here every week?
Yes, every Friday and Saturday at 8 o'clock.
And you've got a show tonight, I think.
We do!
Yeah, so if you want to come see Connor in person, you'll know where to go.
Yes, Comedy Sports Houston, downtown.
And Jamie, thank you for coming today. We were in the class together.
We were in class together, yeah.
How did you enjoy that?
It was fun!
It was fun.
No, on a real note, I absolutely loved taking improv. I definitely plan to take level two. My name is Jamie Austin. I work in the outdoor industry here in Houston. Right now I'm in horticulture, but I'm looking to move to geology. Let's see. My husband Kyle has a YouTube channel, Kyle Kirkland on YouTube. He does comedy commentary. Go watch it. Very good.
And you also D&D content as well, yeah?
Not content yet, but we are avid D&D players. Yeah. We play a lot. And that's me.
Well, thank you, Jamie. And Mr. Benji, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
Tell us about you.
So I work with Connor at Comedy Sports, and I am also an instructor there. Been an improviser for 10 years, and have been playing D&D for about two and a half years now.
And we've known each other the longest here, I think, of anybody.
Yeah.
What is your favorite, memory of me from when we were kids?
Just, growing up, you know, it's just, you were so funny, and, always inspired me. just always gave me lots of gifts. I've always appreciated how giving you are. So, looking forward to that. Really channeling that.
I appreciate that. Benji and I met today for the very first time. But, welcome, everybody, to the table today. We have a fun adventure today that's a little bit off the wall. A bit different than maybe your typical adventure, but I wanted to start off today by giving you a few extra tools to use, for some of you anyway. So this is particularly right now, starting with, I think, Jamie. So Jamie, what is your class again?
I am a College of Creation Bard.
Bard, that's right. So I think this is your stack. We've got some little reference cards that you can use today. Ooh. That are nice, animated reference cards. These are from the Deck of Many from Hit Point Press. They have animated spell cards. I think I went through and got almost every spell that you had in your book. Wow. You can double check. It's not every single spell, because you had a few from Xanathar's Guide and probably Cobalt Press or something that you stole.
Yeah.
But look through there. I think you got most of your cards that you can use kind of a reference while you're doing these. It has all your spell details on the back. Yeah, look, there's all those.
They're
really cool stuff. And Connor, you have a few spells as well.
I do, as an artificer.
I think those are yours. If y'all change them up in the last couple of hours, then you may not have the updated ones.
Oh, that's so sick.
But, yeah.
Oh, they're different.
Yeah.
Wow. Now each one has their own little animations. You can hold them up to the cameras too, like just the one in front of you, and if you want to show anything in particular, or show it across. Yeah, you can kind of show the ones that really surprise you, interest you.
That's really neat. That's very cool.
I'm also going to use a couple of cards today from a friend of mine. Sent these. This is Vertex Artist, has some little character portrait cards. And all the artists had some artwork of some characters. And so we're going to put a couple of these to use for some of the NPCs today. Yes.
Rock up.
So those would be cool to use.
This enlarged.
My favorite so far.
That's pretty neat.
This enlarged reduced one is slightly horrifying, watching this rat anamorph into a larger one.
Yeah. Let me see that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So y'all enjoy those. You can kind of keep them. If you have like a spell that needs concentration, you kind of keep it out in front of you to help remember. That's some good stuff. Harry, you usually play the arcane user at my table, but today you're out of luck.
Right.
No cons for you, my friend. All right. Otherwise, are we ready to get started?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. Many adventuring parties end up at Candlekeep at some point in their journey. Perhaps they need to research a curse that's slowly turning their bard into a penguin. Or maybe they need to discover the location of the legendary lost toothbrush of Esmeralda Dauvenir. Or maybe they're just tired of doing odd jobs from random people they meet in pubs. And they're hoping to find that big adventure that will really give them the fame and fortune that they've always wanted. And maybe the place to find that is in Candlekeep, in one of those old dusty tomes. So you've all come here to Candlekeep looking for that next great adventure. But you are ninth level combatants. You've been adventuring together for quite a while. You've seen your fair share of adventure. And you've conquered some of the most notorious villains west of the Great Peak Mountains. In fact, I want to hear a little bit about some of them now. So what I want to do is, you know, you've been together for a long time. You can almost complete each other's sentences. And so you knew this was coming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and answer just one word at a time, and we'll make this canon to your group.
Oh, beautiful.
Right, love it. Let's do it.
All right. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what one word responses. We'll keep going until you've found your end of your sentence, okay?
Okay.
Some of you know how this works.
Yes.
So why don't we start with Benji? We'll go around like this, okay?
Okay.
All right. So your first question. Who was the most evil foe you ever faced?
Easy.
The
most
biggest.
Baddest.
Cute.
Giant.
Pixie.
That
I
have
loved.
Existed
on
the
water deep.
Plane.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were in love with your greatest foe you ever faced. What was their evil plan? Jamie, why don't we start here? What was this pixie's evil plan?
Its
evil
plan
was
to
crush
everyone.
Okay.
Get real big and crush everybody.
Did this evil pixie have a name?
It
didn't.
Okay, fair enough.
Unknowable.
Unspoken. Terrifying.
Connor, we'll start with you on this one. Uh-huh. How did you defeat her? Or him?
Using
sand.
We
filled
a
bag
full
of
sand
and
swung
it
across
face.
Okay. Very well done.
Big and scary.
You know, when we repeat the story, it doesn't sound.
Yeah. Big and scary. Simple solution.
Yeah,
that's fair.
It was good saying.
I think that leads me to my last question for now. What makes your adventuring party so much better than all the ones who've come before you? So, Harry, why don't we start with you?
Have
we
ever
failed?
No.
Therefore,
we
are
best.
Okay. I'm impressed. Impressed.
And we're confident.
He's scribbling now. Make sure they fail as many times as possible.
We're all going to die.
Oh, it's a distinct possibility. You may not all walk out of here alive today. So knowing all this, your background together, you know, this is not one word at a time. Do you have a name for your adventuring group?
Yes, of course we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
name we've always talked about.
Uh-huh. Always. Which is?
Which I think Jamie remembers it.
Aquaria and the Gooblies.
Yeah.
What was your character name again?
Aquaria.
And we're the Gooblies.
She's been performing for a long time.
Right.
Yeah. I understand that.
It's gotten us through some tough times.
Yes.
All right, well, let me make
But we can also just be the Gooblies. Right.
No, Aquaria and the Gooblies. I mean, that's right.
Yeah.
That seems fair to me. Aquaria and the Gooblies.
Yeah.
And they all know it.
Headlined in many a major city.
Yes.
And many a plane.
I love it.
Are we a music? Are we the music movie or are we performance based?
It's like a mix of performance art and music.
Yeah. It's a different, you never know what you're going to get.
It's conceptual.
Yeah.
It's different every season. Yeah. So you got to get your tickets every time.
It's very ethereal feeling. You just kind of, you know it when you see it.
Yeah.
You're like, is that art?
Don't compare us to the Supreme Court's definition of pornography. You'll know them when you see them. The Gooblies, you know.
Well, now you've come to Candlekeep, the repository of all the collected knowledge on all the various planes, to seek your next great adventure. Mm-hmm. And you find yourself in an austere cluster of huddled flat-top towers known as the Pillars of Pedagogy. You have your own reserved study room where you peruse the works from the great library retrieved for you by one of the avowed guides. So if we were to peek into this little study room now, what maybe are some of the conversations going on in there?
Okay, I just like don't see how you have this huge library and you don't have anything on hair products. You don't have anything on hair products.
I have to agree. We're just trying to make ourselves look better, and all of this is just nonsense about monsters and mysteries.
Elisa has a pretty map on it, right?
Maps. It just feels like that's constantly what we're dealing with.
The entire time they're talking, TikTok is in the corner just like scratching notes to try and steal as much knowledge from the books as possible without stealing the books.
What do your characters look like? Let's get a visual of these characters. Do you want to start, Harry?
Sure. So Justin is a little bit battle-worn, and he's about 40, 6'2", a little bit scar on his left face. Used to be pretty, not anymore.
Based on real life.
Okay. It's
tough life. Connor, what is your character
like? So TikTok is a Kinku, meaning he's a bird man, but he doesn't got wings because God was angry at the Kinku. I picture him wearing sort of ratty garb, almost like a la Tony Stark in the cave type of thing, which hides the armor underneath since he is a armor artificer. But he's got this ratty cloak and stuff like that covering everything. And just very, very much doing his best to get as much knowledge to borrow from the library as possible.
Jamie?
Aquaria has been performing for a long time. She's a high elf. She is just so pretty. I mean, just the prettiest thing you've ever seen. You know, like prettier than Tolkien elves. Okay?
She's got better than Tolkien himself.
Hard to look at, it's so pretty.
Her very presence is a little intimidating for some people, yeah. And she's got, like, hair that's way too long, but it's always a little bit flowing in the wind, you know? And it's, like, kind of pink, kind of white. And she's just overdressed for every situation.
You have the, like, cantrip going on, just constantly doing little breeze on you.
Yeah, just a little breeze. It's, yeah.
You need to get
my prestidigitation. Yeah, I'm just constantly putting a little bit of wind in my hair.
Find that cloak of billowing that is constantly on the wind behind
yes,
you.
Yes, exactly.
Benji, what about your character?
Giannis is very, like, over, like, feels very overdressed pretty much constantly. Got sort of maybe a false air of royalty to the dress, but certainly weirdly clean in times where he shouldn't be, is very, very sure of himself.
Okay. All right. So the Pillars of Pedagogy are quite a happening place, maybe somewhat surprisingly. There's always people coming and going. You have the robe devoured, retrieving and returning books for people. You have wizards trying to find that one spell scroll that they need to complete their collection. You have bards trying to locate classic songs to turn into modern day pop hits. even the occasional custodian working in the shadows, dutifully cleaning up after all these ungrateful jerks. Never thanked at all. Never appreciated. But what you don't often see is a custodian carrying one of the great books of Candlekeep. Generally, handling the books is left to the Avowed. That is their job. But coming down the hallway now, and you're kind of at a T intersection, you have the kind of windows looking out the hallway. Coming down the hallway now is a older, dare I say, decrepit, gray-bearded, sweaty, flushed-faced dwarf. And he looks something like this guy here. Mm-hmm. As you can see there a little bit, right? And he is carrying this heavy square tome that's bound in black leather. And he's just coming down the hallway towards you. And you see these beads of sweat that are just kind of trickling off behind him, leaving a little trail behind him, and just dripping right onto the book, too. And he's looking at you guys down in the room at the end of the hallway. And he seems to be running towards you, just huffing and puffing and huffing and puffing. And he finally reaches out and he says, I must tell you. Then he collapses on the ground.
My good
the man. Book just pressed underneath him. What do you do?
That is embarrassing. Someone do something about this.
Can somebody get the book? I don't want to touch it.
TikTok, please.
I tried to pull him off the book.
He's going to roll him over. There's a book lying there in a heap on the ground.
You guys might be better with books than I am.
I love you're more interested in the book than
TikTok like grabs it and, like quickly and is rifling through the pages as like quick as he can get that knowledge in.
Okay, well let's talk about the book first then.
Beautiful.
The book is called Candlekeep Deconstruction, but there's no C's in any of those words. They're all changed to K's. So Candlekeep with a K. It's bound in sturdy black leather with the title and the author's name neatly engraved on the front cover and on the spine. The author's name is Issajar. And you see images of a smiling dwarf and a builder's hammer that are stamped on the cover of the book. Its crisp white pages are about 15 inches square and they're marred by the occasional smudge. You can tell this is a pretty well-read book. Kind of quickly flipping through it very fast here, there's a lot of diagrams inside. There's descriptions of locations here in Candlekeep, almost like blueprints of a lot of these buildings. Just a quick flip through, that's what you see. If you want to spend more time looking at it, you can, but just immediately, that's what you see first of all.
So it just, like, as soon as I see its stuff, like the blueprints of the building, and just like wave everybody over to like get everybody looking at this book.
Fine, TikTok, but if this is another map or something, please just like spare all of us the boring parts and just find something interesting.
Hold up! Hold up! You're gonna look at me? And then she starts gesturing at the book.
Okay, fine, TikTok, I understand. I'm gonna look. Just, should we do something about the man on the floor? I just feel like it's embarrassing for all of us if we just leave him here.
Big exaggerated yawn.
Justin, can you pick up the man or something?
Sure, I'm sure he's fine. I'll have him back. And try to
talk. You kind of roll over. He's definitely unconscious.
Everyone needs a nap once in a while. Yeah, he's fine. I'll be with him. You guys read the book, I guess.
At that point, you see a half-orc man walking down the hallway. And he kind of looks at all of you and looks at you and says, is that one of the bird people?
Yes, that is one of those bird people.
That one of them bird people?
I thought they couldn't talk.
They can't talk.
He can say things that he's heard before.
So he's like a parrot.
But aren't we all?
Is that guy dead?
No, no, he's just embarrassing. Oh, man.
And then just keep walking down the hallway.
Aquaria, can you get your lady in wait to do something with him or something? Just put a hat on him or something.
Poor we're gonna weekend at Bernie.
Make him look like a couch. Yeah, like, I don't know, a decoration piece.
Can I use prestidigitation to like just make him less sweaty?
Please. Sure.
Please.
Kind of his flushed cheeks that are dripping, they kind of just evaporate.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Now he just looks unconscious. Instead of sweaty and unconscious.
You're not helping at all. You just made us more comfortable.
While they're messing around with this poor dwarf, I think TikTok would love to sort of look. Are there like any notes from anyone else inside the margins of this book or anything specific about like something that somebody was trying to do with it?
Yeah, looking through there a little bit more carefully, you do find a bookmark in the book. And if you flip to the page that the bookmark is on, you discover that it has a set of unusual renderings of a tower known as the Barn Door. And there's no explanation of how it became known as the Barn Door. On the facing page is a floor plan detailing the tower's lowest levels, which looks like a little dungeon complex. And it seems to contain an array of weird kind of mechanical contraptions in that lower level.
Just immediately, mechanical contraptions, like almost like monkey noises are escaping from TikTok and like showing the book to everybody else. Like, we've gotta.
Oh my gosh! We have to go see that.
We gotta.
Fine. Just, it's always dungeons and boring things. Why do we never do anything glamorous anymore? It just feels like we're always mucking around in the mud in the dungeons. It's never do something royal, get money, have fun, drink.
Gotta make that paper.
TikTok, you're a bird of so few words.
But... paper, baby.
I guess we're doing what TikTok wants today.
Yeah, I agree, but all these people just need help so much.
Oh, Clara, always trying to help, uh-huh. Yes.
So,
you know it makes you feel good down deep inside. I know you can't say it out loud, but I know. That means he's feeling.
That's true, I hate it when I feel.
What's Justin doing?
So we... do
you
have anything about him?
I will cast Cure Wounds on this poor dwarf.
Okay. Okay. So you cast Cure Wounds. Up. Go ahead and roll that.
8. He's back up for 8 hit points.
Nothing seems to happen.
Oh, I've seen this before. And I go to my bag and get some holy water and just start putting it everywhere.
This is like a milk carton full of holy water.
A bunch.
So. And just pour it all over him.
I hold my hand out in case he's dead to try and collect a soul stone. Just immediately, and so I just hold my head out.
You can't wait at least 10 minutes before you do that.
it's what I do, okay? I collect coins of dead people. It's just part of my life. So I appreciate not being judged.
No judgment here.
Tinker just puts on the voice of the most grim mortician he ever met in his travels. He's dead.
Is he dead?
Give me a medicine check. Medicine,
oh my god,
is he
dead?
Medicine, yes.
I don't think TikTok cares. I think he just wanted to say he's dead.
I'll do a straight medicine check. 11.
He's dead.
And I collect his soul stone. Poor guy. I got my first soul stone. What do you know?
Poor guy while also sucking up his
separating
soul.
Myself from this awful character, Giannis. Well, find a good use for him. At least he'll make himself useful with his soul stone.
The rest of you give me perception checks. Everybody give me a perception check.
Those.
Never mind. 8. Just a 9.
12.
Ooh, those were all really bad.
Yeah.
Y'all don't notice anything.
Beautiful.
Well, at least now we know he's dead.
He's dead?
Oh, Aquaria, please.
You guys.
No, Aquaria.
I thought he just fainted. I thought he was excited to see us. I didn't realize he was dead. I would have done something sooner.
Aquaria,
oh, my
okay, God. Aquaria, we can do something nice for him. What, would you want to sing a song or perhaps make him...
We could have a funeral.
Oh, gosh, we could have a funeral.
Does he have any family? Oh my god, I have to figure this out.
I don't know him. He just passed. It's not our fault he died.
You're going to start to hear something.
Aquaria, would it make you feel better?
You start to hear sound coming from all around you.
What is that?
Suddenly, just everything around you starts to shake. The belongings you have the item on the table start to shake across the table and skitter to the end and start to fall on the ground. The books on the shelves around you start to fall off all around you. The floor beneath you starts to shake as well, and you're all kind of have to hunker down or you're going to fall over. Give me all little dexterity saving throws.
Oh,
great.
Oh, that's a nat 20.
22.
19. These are all the good rolls.
Yeah. 26.
Just get them all out of the way early.
Yeah. Plus 3 is 23, so nat 20 plus 3.
You all are used to this. You all stay on your feet, and the shaking continues for about 10, 15 seconds, and then it starts to subside.
I think during the shaking, TikTok's basically doing the equivalent of a tornado siren, just like for everyone to know, like in case anyone else missed.
Well, what does that sound like?
Like, you know, just that horrifying thing that like makes your gut, like your soul hurt.
Yeah.
But he's just doing it. I think obviously everyone noticed, but he's just very like, just in case.
Do you have to do that every time, Tick? I guess that's fair.
He scares easy.
So I was going to say, Aquaria, if you want to ask him a question, we can ask him if he would want a funeral or something. I could just crush the soul stone and we can ask the poor man if he would like anything.
Oh my god, I forget you can do that.
This is what I do. We can ask him one question, but that's it, and then his soul's gone forever, or I could use it later. I'm asking you if this is important.
I guess we can do it later. Thank you. Should we let someone know about this? Oh my god. Are they gonna... They're gonna think we did it, guys. They're gonna think we killed him.
What if we did? I mean, if we did.
At that point, an older man wearing a veiled robes comes up towards you and says, excuse me, pardon me. It seems there's been an earthquake. I'm going to need everyone to please evacuate the building until we can assure everyone that it's safe. If you can wait in the court of air outside, please make your way outside.
And that man died in the earthquake. He died. That book fell and killed the man.
Give me a deception check.
Dang it. With 17.
17?
Yeah.
He's like, oh my god. I will take care of it. Please just make your way outside.
Thank you.
I don't want anyone else to have any accidents today. Please.
Da, da. As we're leaving the room. Da,
da, da. See, Aquaria, all in good time. Everyone is taken care of.
Do you make your way outside?
Yes.
Okay, so you all kind of get up the stairs, and you go into the Court of Air, which is the outside area, and the entrance to Candlekeep, where all the buildings are around you. There's the main gate that goes into the inner ward. But you're outside along with everybody else that was in these buildings, and kind of milling around that. Everybody's talking about what happened, and what would y'all like to do?
I asked just like anyone like nearby. Did anyone else die?
Did you take the book with you?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I got the book.
Just ask like a random stranger.
Sorry, yeah.
Did anyone die? Well, just curious.
And the random person just with me?
Yeah.
Die?
Yeah.
Not that I heard of.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Yeah. Just some shake. Oh, okay, bye.
I would like to just set up in the middle of everything and just start playing my lyre to ease people's fears and make them feel better.
Okay. Give me a performance check.
All right. But I get a plus 12 in this roll, y'all, okay, so it's a 14.
14, okay. So maybe you're still a little shaken.
Still a little shaken. Yeah, it's like a little off, too, and I have to like, twang.
Aquaria, always so good, but yeah, that death really is affecting you.
Or maybe your lyre got a little bit knocked out of tune or something.
Yeah, I got knocked out of tune.
Yeah, of course it did.
I think I go up to Giannis and I'm like showing him the book and I do the...
Giannis, you and your horse noises. Okay, I'm seeing it. Yeah, okay, doors, yes, I see it.
The stables!
cows?
And then he opens to the page with the bookmark in it for the barn door. He's trying to get them to...
Okay, yes, the barn door. I see it. Would you like to go there? Okay, okay. Does anyone want to do anything else? Perhaps anything interesting? No? All right, fine. To the barn door.
And knowing, you've been at Candlegate for some time, you know that this particular building is one of the buildings that's in the inner ward. And there is no way to get in there without some sort of official permission. Mm-hmm. It is all magically warded. You couldn't even, like, dimension the ward to there.
Yeah.
You need some official permission.
We could ask that.
Why do you want to go up to the barn door? This
is a good one. Clang, 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 clang.
Yeah, that's a good point. well, if we need permission, perhaps that poor dead bloke, this could be the question that we ask when we get in. I have to be clear, he doesn't have to answer correctly or at all. But he might want to help us. Should have tried?
Yeah, he had a kind face, right?
He did. I mean, well, once...
he had a very sweaty face.
Yeah.
What was the...
What's
aquarium?
What were the exact words that he said to us before collapsing?
He said... Let me check my notes to make sure I say it. Uh-huh. I must tell you...
Yeah, because I think I repeat that in his voice. Like, he was clearly coming to us. Whether it was us because we're the first people he found, or us for a reason, but like, I must tell you.
Yeah. So I can use, so this is a token of the departed. I can, as an action, destroy the trinket or the stone, no matter where it's located. When I do that, we can ask the spirit associated with the trinket one question. It appears to us and answers in a language that it knew in life. It is under no obligation to be truthful and answers as concisely as possible, eager to be free. The spirit knows only what it knew in life as determined by the DM. So we can't ask, because I think, what I mean to say is, I think he wanted to tell us something.
Yeah, just be able to finish the sentence.
Cool, and I just smash the stone.
And what do you ask?
Gosh.
Ask him what he wanted to tell us.
Good point. I got a little flustered and I was going to ask if TikTok wanted to ask. my good sir, before you unfortunately died, you looked like you wanted to say something important. We were hoping just quickly you could tell us what that was.
I must tell you, you must stop Stonky and the Livestock in the barn door.
Stonky and the Livestock sounds like a rival band.
And I'm just like, why is it always barn doors and stonkies? It's never anything nice. Well,
are they the people that have been taking our audience?
Aquaria.
Are those
point.
Guys?
This is a good point. Aquaria and what are we called?
The
Gooblies.
The Gooblies.
Are they rivaling the Goobs? Well, now this is personal. That could be it. That could be it.
Yeah, I heard they have two drummers.
That's like cheating.
Justin.
It is.
Justin's like our cheating. Only drummer. Mm-hmm. And he's really just banging weapons on things.
It makes for an interesting sound.
It does.
Like that one group. Like that one group. They have the purple heads. The purple head group?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so they do have the interesting thing. They kind of do a mashup of
stomp. All shave their heads and they do stomp. Yeah.
Okay, yes, I know we are going to push ourselves creatively, but this is not the time.
Are there any of the Avowed around right now?
You could see some. There's several around. Everyone's around.
TikTok, even though he has limited communication, never lets that stop him from trying. So he immediately runs up to one of the Avowed and just repeats, Stonky and the Livestock, in the same way that the dwarf said it. In that last, like, in his dying words.
And so you approach this little gnome who is wearing the little bowed robes, and he says, I'm sorry, what?
Stonky and the Livestock.
Stonky?
And the Livestock.
Do you know Stonky?
And
the livestock.
I'll kind of creep up behind TikTok and be like, yes, we do know Stonky. He takes care of the livestock.
What livestock?
Well, the new livestock that's just recently come that Stonky has charged us with helping him with.
Did you need something?
That's a good point. Yes, we're looking for Stonky.
Oh, I think he's generally working in the inner ward.
I look at TikTok.
Just like keep going.
Very good. That's all we need. I take TikTok aside. I'm like, look, I'm a good communicator. I do many things. I cannot tell what this is.
Talky, 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 talky. She says that.
I said we're going to the inner ward. So let's go.
Don't we need like little permission slip?
And then he taps the nose immediately when Justin says that.
I will approach and just be like, has anybody checked on the animals?
Got two different lies going.
And
I'm really actually worried that nobody's checked on the animals.
I don't know. They're generally kept over there in the stables if you'd like to go check.
I do want to go check.
Sure. Please help yourself.
Okay, thank you. Hair billowing behind me.
Beautiful flowing locks.
I'll follow.
So we can go.
Yeah, I suppose we'll go to the stables to at least see if there's any extra clues there in regards to livestock.
Yeah, I mean, you can go over there. The stables are kind of right at the entrance to the main citadel here. Mm-hmm. And you can see some of the people who work in the stables. You can see the man who owns who works in the Temple of Bogoma, which is right next to it, and the granary, or the kind of milling around outside. And you don't see any animals outside right now. They seem to have left the animals inside if there were any animals. Mm-hmm. But would you like to approach somebody? What would you like to do?
Yeah, I will approach the first person I see and ask if all of the horses and animals and such were okay for the earthquake.
So you approach this young lad, and he says, "Oh yeah, the horses, they're fine.
But they have to be so scared, right?"
I think so. I think I saw one crying. I didn't even know horses could cry.
Oh my god! You guys, the horses were crying!
One of them fell over. Right into the water. It was so sad.
Just that's enough. We don't have to go
that doesn't sound
there.
Like they're fine to me. You should have led with that. Oh my god.
We're taking good care of them.
Can I see them?
Oh, sure, if you like to. You can even feed them. I have some carrot tray. Let me hand you some carrots.
I will.
And, come on. And he opens the barn doors. And yeah, there's like four horses inside. And they just seem like completely fine.
Yeah. So, as I'm feeding these. Oh, do you think they meant livestock? Like actual livestock? Maybe it's not a rival band.
This doesn't seem right.
I think we need to get to the
animal. I think, yeah, is it, looking around, is there any indication of anything other than horse and horse care stuff?
Like maybe a perception check.
Any kind of indicate, can I do investigation?
Sure, yeah, if you're kind of using your brain to kind of see if there's anything out of place.
That's plus 8, so 23.
No. Looking around here, I mean, these are the horses generally that people have rode in on. Mm-hmm. And so it's not like horses kept by Candlekeep.
Right.
So if somebody's like talking about livestock, this is probably not what they were talking about.
Right.
But to your knowledge, like, there's not really livestock in Candlekeep. It's Citadel Library. So there's no real, like, it's not a farm necessarily around. So you're thinking, like, maybe that means something else, or they, I don't know, but.
Maybe they have secret animals that they're sacrificing.
My. TikTok immediately again starts making mechanical noises because, like, the assumption is the livestock is something mechanical. I don't know that for sure, but I would, based on the general stuff inside the book, it would be like there's mechanical stuff, and the only thing we've learned about being there is Stonky and the livestock and mechanics. So I was like, make the two be one sort of thing.
Yes, did we find Stonky? What happened to that?
I thought he was... TikTok said to go.
I just grab Giannis and drag him back to the same gnome. And then, inner ward, the way the gnome said it.
I just brush him off. I'm like, okay, I understand that one. All right, we need to get to the inner ward to see Stonky.
You showing just the gnome about?
Yeah.
He says, oh, well, you'll need special permission to get inside. You could maybe, the first reader's over there. If you want to speak to the first reader, he could probably get you inside if there's something you need.
Yes.
I don't know if Stonky's permission will get you inside.
Yes, the first reader will be great.
Okay, so you look over, and kind of in the middle, there's a few people milling around him. It looks like some people are maybe a little bit intimidated, don't necessarily want to approach, because this is the first reader of Candlekeep. Mm-hmm. And he is a dragonborn of green dragon ancestry, and you know him. His name is Bookworm. At least that's the name he goes by. And he's sitting there with his little tiny glasses on his, perched up on his snout, and he's just kind of directing people around, and if you'd like to approach him, you can.
I'll approach him. My good man, we are in dire need of your help. We need to speak with Stonky in the Inter Sanctum. Inner Ward.
Stonky? Why do you need to speak to Stonky?
It's a long story at this point, but listen.
And the livestock.
From behind him.
Drop the thing about the livestock.
Ixnay on the livestock.
Yes, TikTok. We'll get to that later. You see, it's a dwarf, rather, gave us very explicit instructions to speak with Stonky in the inner ward, and I hate to bother you with all of this extra nonsense. Maybe you could just get us in.
I do not think I fully understand you. A dwarf wanted you to speak to a custodian.
Yes.
It was his dying wish. We have to honor him.
Yes, perhaps I'm not...
He died in the earthquake.
Who is this dwarf?
I don't know.
You didn't ask his name.
Well, let me make sure I get this straight. A dwarf who died in the earthquake... Ask you to speak to the custodian.
I don't understand it, but it was his dying wish, and I just saw him get carried away, and I don't know if he has any family, and I have to respect this man somehow. He died right in front of me, and I didn't even give him my autograph. Okay?
I have to agree, and if you're not going to do something nice for someone as beautiful as Aquaria, then who the hell is going to give him this Inter Sanctum?
Give me persuasion rolls, and you can help each other if one person wants to roll with advantage.
I got 22.
Yeah, persuasion, I got a 23.
Ooh. Nice!
I think that as ninth level adventurers, you're probably fairly well known. Yeah. And so I think your reputation maybe helps you with your maybe relatively minor reason for wanting to go outside. Yeah. And so out of respect for you as the Gooblies.
Every time you say it, it gets me.
I like to think that like we're just so overdramatic about it.
Like, just get these people out of here.
Something about a dead door. Aquarius is just so hysterical about it.
And he says, I believe, do you know where you're going inside? Do you know where Stonky was?
Yes, we do.
Right.
Yes, we do. Thank you. If you just leave it to us, we'll be fine.
Oh, fine. And he reaches inside and gives you kind of a hall pass.
Finally!
Just present these at the door to the inner ward.
Is he one of the ones that you like strap around the wrist so that the kids don't lose them type thing?
You're going to have to cut it off at the end of the night. Just wear it around your wrist.
You should present it at the door when we get in.
And here's your drink token.
No, I take a good drink token, actually.
Shots.
Yeah, that's right. TikTok, give me a drink token. Not after last time.
Just please be safe. We do not know if there may be other earthquakes, so please be aware.
Do we know what's causing the earthquakes, just as an aside?
No, we are going to gather with the readers and discuss and try to determine. We've never had an earthquake of this nature here at Candlekeep before. We don't think it was arcane in nature. There are certain arcane professions who can cause quakes such as this, but this does not seem to be one of those situations. So we do not know, but we will discuss.
Quick, get on that and report back to me once you figure that out.
Let me know if I can help in any way. And I'm going to give him a point of bardic inspiration.
Because they might need it.
This is good for what is it? 18 seconds. How long is this point going to go?
How long does it last?
A minute. You can just.
Is it a minute? It's a minute.
Bardic Inspiration is a minute.
Yeah, it's very short.
You got to use it quick. Oh, okay. Be in the moment.
I will go
right now.
I will go make an acrobatics check.
Thank you.
You see him skipping away. There's a tumble. His glasses fall on the ground. He's picked them back up.
Oh, I just love inspiring.
You have your hall pass.
Nice.
Is it laminated?
It's kind of made of plastic.
Yeah.
It's a very weird kind of plastic.
Good point, Justin. Is it waterproof? cool. So, we try and go find the door to the inner sanctum.
I mean, it's a very huge, giant door at the very end of this.
I'm assuming TikTok might have a map at this point. I don't know yet.
I mean, I've got the blueprints for the barn door, but that's... I don't know if... Do I have the anything else of the inner ward? It seemed like it was all kind of disparate pieces.
You could ask around and someone could point in that direction.
Right.
So if you want to.
TikTok, you go point and click at them. I'm sure they'll figure it out.
Me to do everything,
it's
TikTok.
So funny. You make the person with the least decorum and the least ability to fully communicate.
Well, it's not going to be me, and it's certainly not going to be Aquaria.
And then he just walks off.
Maybe Justin can do it.
Justin, please, can you have
some... We do all the talking.
I'm not a good word.
Because no one's...
Justin, you're such a strong, silent type. I just feel like you'll get away with a lot more than we can.
Because no one else has said the words barn door, I just keep walking up to people and making the door horse noise, like, hoping that one of the avowed will figure out what I'm trying to say.
Barn door.
Who do you approach?
What avowed do I see in this hallway?
You see an elf with long, flowing black hair who's just very prim and proper.
That's not gonna work. Do I see anybody? Anybody less proper looking?
There's a halfling right behind her.
Yes, beautiful. I go up to the halfling instead and I go, Bondor.
Sorry, what?
Bondor.
Bondor? Yes!
Wow.
Can't believe that worked.
Oh, where? Where?
Barn door.
Where's the barn door? I got it!
I like to imagine Justin's there with him and the two of them are just very poorly communicating. Like, Justin has all of his words and is just like, okay. Pretty well. I'm just like back, just like brushing my hands
off. He says, do you have the yes. If you go and then the right at the and then the left and then keep on going and keep on going and then when you see the
please out with it.
I'm so sorry.
Granary.
TikTok has like taken the minimal instructions he's already received and is gone. He's like sprinting down the hallway. He heard right, left, and then you see the and he's like, cool, I got it. He's gone.
And you're on your way.
I'm gonna go ahead and the smart looking elf, I'm going to use my hat of disguise to impersonate this elf.
Okay.
And I'm going to be walking around as if I was someone who was in the room.
Okay.
Or I guess, what are they called? The wise people?
The avowed?
The avowed.
Okay.
I'm an avowed. I'm a wise person. Yeah, you got any of them books in this here sanctum?
So just beautiful black-haired woman. That's the voice. Okay, good. And you walk into the inner ward, and you follow directions as best you can, and it takes you maybe about 10 minutes to find a place, but you eventually do find a place that matches the drawings that you have seen, based on the directions of the very smart halfling. And you are there at the...
Anytime we got slightly turned around, TikTok would go, recalculating.
Recalculating splines.
Always appreciated TikTok's fine and GPS.
So the barn door is a three-story stone tower topped the roof of metal shingles painted in red. The only entrance appears to be a ground-level iron door with a wooden sign bolted to it that reads in common, danger, no trespassing.
Ooh. Barn door seems like a misnomer, doesn't it? It's more of a castle door or something.
Yeah, I went to the horses.
Yeah. And that was a good idea, Aquaria. I just feel like...
Yeah, I thought it was, but then it wasn't right, and so I guess...
You were right, though. I want you to know you were right.
Thank you. Thank you, Giannis. I appreciate that.
I'm just intelligent people here again. This is not a barn door.
Is the front door locked?
It does seem to be locked.
What is it made of?
The lock?
No, the door.
The door is an iron door.
I'm going to cast Knock on that lock.
Okay.
I was going to say I had Thieves' Tools as well. Either way.
I do have Thieves' Tools. I just hate to use them.
We just walked for so long.
Okay. I was hoping Justin could use one of his big smashy things.
What does it look like when you cast Knock?
Just an annoyed wave.
And the lock just goes. The door is unlocked.
Before we go in, are there any kind of noises going on inside that I can hear?
Let's hear a perception check. Through the iron door.
It's not gonna. Oh, hey, there is a nat 20.
You kind of put yourself up the gaps of the door because this iron door, you're never gonna be able to hear anything through, and. You definitely hear a little wind coming through, maybe a little ruffling, shuffling. It's really hard to tell, but there may be a little something inside.
And whatever I'm hearing, I'm immediately parroting back out. Just like, I think that's a thing that we've done before going into a room, is like they know I can immediately repeat whatever the noise is.
So what does that sound like?
Yes, thank you, TikTok. See, I can see the open room.
Oh, the door's not open yet.
Oh.
Yeah, the door's still closed.
I can assume that there's a big open space behind this door. This barn door.
How is there wind blowing inside? I mean, I know that I always have wind, but that's going to take, like, a lot of, like, effort. Like, do they have staff 24/7 to do that?
More importantly, do they have room service?
I mean, everyone has just brought me any book they asked for, so.
You're so wonderful.
TikTok does the... shaving a haircut, knock, but not like with his hand. He just makes it with his mouth. And then opens the door.
Okay, you open the door, and the tower's ground floor smells of old books and has walls lined floor to ceiling with bookcases. There's wood frame doors set with small diamond-shaped panes of glass to keep the books secure on all the shelves, so fall over during the earthquake. Each section of which has a rolling ladder anchored to a ceiling rail. And you see three custodians inside working here. They're sweeping the ground inside. There's a human, there's a gnome, and there's a half-elf. And as the door opens and you all kind of are standing at the door looking in, each of the custodians looks up at you, and they take their brooms, and they yell, "Fustonky!" And they charge you, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah!
Stonky! We almost found you. Thank you.